beautiful song, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord. We've all been looking forward to this time, and it's quite different than yesterday morning this time. It was a beautiful, balmy, sunshiny day. This morning it's just the other way, cold and rainy, but I trust we can have the joy of the Lord in our hearts. A couple verses that I'd like to read here out of Psalm 84. How amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts! My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Yea, the sparrow hath found a house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. Even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will be still praising thee. Selah. You know, the person that has no love for flowers can walk through a garden of flowers or through a field with lots of flowers, and they'll never see the flower. And the same thing with a person that has no song in their heart. You know, they can hear the birds can be singing beautiful melodies all around them, and they probably won't hear the song. They won't be touched by it. But on the other hand, the person that loves beauty will find it everywhere. If they have a song in their own heart, they're going to hear every sweet note around them. Our own heart is what makes our world for us. You know, here we have a man whose heart is full of longing for the privileges of being in God's house. And for some reason, he couldn't be there. We don't really know why, don't say. But his heart was there. You know, sometimes we don't realize what we miss till we don't have it. Verse 2 says, my soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. You know, no doubt this writer loved God's house. He loved the privilege of being there when he could be there, but when he could go freely. But now, when he wasn't able to go there, you know, he realized like never before what he had missed, what he was missing. Verse 4 says, blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will be still praising thee. You know, the outcome of a life of devotion, unceasing praise. The fire burns away. You know, the sweet odors of the incense rise continually, without ceasing. The life that dwells in constant communion with God is always a rejoicing life. You know, what does it take to take away the joy of the Lord? That is the only place we'll find true joy. It says they will be still praising thee, Selah. Won't we stand together for a word of prayer? Our kind Heavenly Father, we come before thee again this another Lord's Day to celebrate what you have done for us. Lord, we just thank you for this privilege of being together like this, for the privilege of being in your house. Just pray that you might bless our time together here as we worship you in song and in the message. Lord, just that our hearts might be lifted, that we might see and find what you have for us and be open and sensitive to your Spirit. Just pray that you might be with this group as they minister to us. Just bless them and be near to them. And just we want to just commit this service to you and pray that your name might be honored and glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We've been after the order of the service, after the first standing, Brother David Miller from here will be bringing a message. And then after that, Brother Mark will lead us in another congregational song. We'll pass the offering at that time. And just let's remember when the offering's passed, some of this will go to help with the expenses in the group's travel here. So remember that as the offering baskets are passed. And then after that, we'll turn the remainder of the time back over to the choir. So we'll turn the time over to you at this time, and the Lord bless.
Good morning and a greeting in Jesus' name. It's really good to be here with you folks. We have looked forward to this for some time, and we appreciate the invitation to come here, and we want to bless the Lord with you this morning. And we're a group that's kind of scattered. That is where we come from, many different places, and you see the names and the city and state on the bulletin. And It's been a blessing to share together in the at the Calvary Bible School the past 5 weeks, and working on songs, learning from God's Word together, being instructed, and ever in the field of prayer, learning more about our Lord there. Our theme is His love. You see various aspects of His love that we're looking at this morning. The secret of God's blessing on any work, great or small, is that all the glory goes to Him. So that is certainly our desire this morning as we share together. There may be testimonies. We'll hand the mic around if there's any testimonies between songs, and I hope that you can enjoy.
Lord of hosts, who all the wondrous realm of heaven doth reign. This next song is called Gabi Gabi, and it's just praises God, and I'm glad that we can do that this morning, and I thank you for praising God with us.
See Yoshiwa Kona, see Dalubuza one. This next song that we're going to sing is the same old God So Loved the World. But when we stop and really think about God loving us and giving us everlasting life, it's awesome. It's big. And I feel like the music of this song really fits these words.
Thank you. to live here among us. He came to live here among us. He came to live here among us. Alleluia, sing evermore. Christ came to live here among us. He came to live here among us. He came to live here among us. Alleluia, sing evermore.
For me.
Jesus, maker of mankind, endure humility. For me, in court of equity, he took the lash, the shame, the scorn. In silence, all for me.
Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Lord, lift up your name with us. Hearts full of praise, so be exalted.
You may stand if you wish. Song number 46.
Because
have a crown of thorns, possibly a crown that had far bigger thorns than what this one even does, and put on his head and punched into it. I just, you know, it just staggers my mind to think of the pain that our Savior went through. And that was a deep, deep love that our Savior had for every one of us. Hope that the message of this song can reach our hearts of that deep, deep love.
Oh. Gracious Lord, linger near when my life is almost gone. Hear my cry, hear my call, hold my hand lest I fall. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home.
Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stay. When the shadows appear and the night draweth near, and the day is past and gone, at the river I stand, guide my feet toward my hand, take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home.
Precious Lord,
precious Lord, take my hand, lead me home.
Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand, I am tired, I am weak, I am worn, so take my weary hand. Precious
Lord, we keep on thinking somebody else will go, while a world that's dying urgently needs to know. If we will lovingly compel, we'll storm the very gates of hell. Was meant for us to share to every people, every